Hi, this is Jack Vaughn, and we're here for another episode of the Talking Data podcast today on Search Business Analytics, and I'm with the senior news writer for Search Business Analytics, Ed Burns. He's been at an event fairly recently, that is the Tableau Confab in Las Vegas, and questions have to be many. Tableau has been a striking shooting star in our business. I don't mean that in a bad way. They've certainly come on board to fill some gaps where might have existed between spreadsheets and between the top level BI dashboards. The siren song there is self service, and Ed, I think what you were talking to me the other day about was Project Maestro, which is something new from Tableau. What is Project Maestro? What does it mean to our readers?
Well, so Project Maestro is a new data preparation tool that Tableau is working on. And so basically it kind of seeks to apply some of the self-service principles that the company has built into its data visualization tool and bring it to the world of data preparation. So it's a lot of, you know, drag and drop to join different databases and different data files. And there are a lot of automation components behind it, such as if you're joining a table that has two similarly named fields, it can automatically detect those similarities and join them into one field so that you don't have, duplicated fields that are kind of throwing off your data. So basically, it's just, a self-service version of data preparation meant to feed the primary component of Tableau, which is obviously its data visualization software, and make that process a little more efficient.
And I think you were telling me that, of course, data duplication has been an issue always with direct marketing. Every kind of data base has had that issue, but companies and Tableau is not one of them, have been applying some techniques of machine learning to straighten out these differences.
Yeah, that's right. That component of it, where I was talking about automatically detecting similarly named fields and joining them, is all built around machine learning. And so it's the kind of thing that as it sees more examples from more customers, it's going to get better at combining similarities. And so similarities might be something like, if you're looking at sales data from multiple databases, you might have sales from the U.S. Labeled as United States in one, it might be labeled as United-States in another, and so these machine learning algorithms will, review that and learn to just put them into one field.
And we were talking before too. We were saying Tableau, part of their strategy is what people sometimes call land and expand, and that is they can go to an end user within an organization and quickly start helping them with their problems, and they're moving files around. But at some point, the user ends up having to deal with IT, with the central folks. And so this moving into data preparation is a way for them to take a bigger chunk of the overall pie ecosystem.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's all part of trying to be Tableau's effort to be more of an enterprise tool. They don't want to be just, a line of business tool anymore. They want to have the kind of functionality that will enable an IT department to roll out the software across the entire enterprise. And so having this kind of more like end-to-end functionality, I think, is a step in that direction.
And so there's other data prep players, and some of them have partnerships with Tableau. I know one of them being Alteryx. What does this all mean for the data prep vendor?
Well, this, I think, is one of the more interesting components of this announcement. Because, like you said, there are some companies out there who are specializing particularly in data preparation. And there are a lot of AlteryX users out there who are using the technology, particularly because it integrates pretty seamlessly with Tableau, and they're just using it as a way to get more out of their Tableau implementation, essentially. So I was kind of wondering what's going to happen to a company like AlteryX now that Tableau is doing a lot of what AlteryX offers. And you get some kind of mixed reactions to that. I was talking to David Menninger from Ventana Research about this question, and he didn't seem to think that Project Maestro is really going to impact AlteryX all that greatly. He pointed out that AlteryX, beyond data preparation, has some strong functionality in areas like predictive analytics and geospatial analytics and things like that. And so he feels that there are still going to be a lot of people out there who come to AlteryX for that. And so, I mean, it could be the same case for companies like Pentaho, which also specializes in data preparation. Data preparation is a large part of what they do, but then they also have a pretty strong BI and data visualization component to their software. So there is a potential for these data prep companies to continue along as long as they're not 100% putting all their eggs in the data prep basket, I think.
Well, it's in AlteryX's case, we know that they've added via acquisition this year some new capabilities that have to do with data governance, data curation, data cataloging, that sort of expanding the area that the company covers. I know that they view AlteryX both as a potential competitor and as somebody they can work with. So a friend of mine years ago claimed to coin the phrase co-opetition, and that seems to be what's going on here. That was Sam Albert, who was one of the great IBM analysts of all time. Microsoft, too, could come into, is in this area, and they are have maybe more of a foothold in IT than a smaller company like Tableau. In other words, the big companies will try to match visualization, in Microsoft's case, Power BI, with the capability to join, to combine different data sources in the big V's of big data, being the velocity, volume, and the variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's another part of the challenge for companies like AlteryX and Pentaho is there are now, like you say, a lot of companies that are trying to do this data prep portion of the analytics life cycle. I think it was just last September, even Salesforce rolled out a new data prep component, working with their Einstein AI engine. And so I think it kind of raises the question of, are users going to bring in new software like AlteryX or, some kind of specialized data preparation engine to work alongside other software that already has data preparation functionality. And so, I don't know, but I would guess that Salesforce's data prep tool is not the most sophisticated data prep engine out there. It may be true for Tableau's as well, but I think the question is whether or not that really matters. If someone is already using Tableau and it has data prep, if it's just good enough, I feel like they'll probably just continue to use that rather than bring in a secondary technology. So I think that these data prep vendors are really going to have to look beyond just relying entirely on their data prep functionality. And like you mentioned with the acquisitions that AlteryX is doing, try to find some new ways to diversify what they do and fill in you know, gaps that businesses may be seeing beyond just the data prep piece.
And it was introduced with very hyper disco music.
Oh yeah, it was a rockin' show for sure.
That's one of the tough things about being a reporter today. You get to sit up front, but sometimes it can be a little loud.
And I forgot my earplugs, so.
Okay, well, who knew you were going to be at the Tableau event? So, so we're talking about good enough, just in time, all these elements of technology today. As you say, there are questions and to follow up on, and that's why there'll be another episode, folks, of the Talking Data podcast. This is Jack Vaughn, and I'm glad to be back with Ed Burns for this edition. Hope to see you soon.